Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The case I couldn't tell you about until now. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, until now, I have not shared with you much about this profoundly serious case that Liberty Counsel is facing, but now that discovery has closed and we're in the briefing phase, I want to make plain to you what's happening. And really, it is very important because what happened on July 13, where some hate monger tried to take out President Donald Trump, this kind of hatred, demonization of people results in that kind of physical violence. And that's what the Southern Poverty Law Center has been doing for many, many years, instilling hate against organizations like Liberty Counsel, like Family Research Council, Concerned Women for America, American Family Association, and others. And that kind of hatred that it spews out, those lies, frankly, Holly, are very dangerous.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, years ago, they created this so-called hate map on their website, and we are included in that. American Family Association, Concerned Women for America, Family Research Council, all of those, even Chick-fil-A they put on there, all part of their hate map because we stand for biblical values. We stand against same-sex marriage, and they consider us hateful. And I just almost laugh every time the media will put, you know, they put this little byline with our name or, you know, well, the SPLC labels them as a hate group. And I'll say, have you ever researched to see what the SPLC is really about?
No,
they're very,
it's unbelievable.
They're full of hypocrisy to begin with.
Hypocrisy is, is a calm word for it.
But you're right. I mean, they caused a potential mass murder at the Family Research Council years ago when the gunman went in there because he saw the name on their hate map with a backpack full of Chick-fil-A sandwiches, came with a loaded gun with the intent to commit mass murder.
And so that was 2012. And Liberty Council, CWA, AFA, and Family Research Council were added to the SPLC's so-called hate list in 2011, the year before. So in 2011, were added falsely to this hate group list. And 1 year later, there's an attempted mass murder against the staff of Family Research Council. Why? Because of that hate list. And it wasn't just FRC that was targeted. Floyd Corkins, had he not been stopped, had he actually gotten away with his mass murder, he had other names of other organizations on that handwritten list that he was going to one after another when he finished killing at FRC. Fortunately, the security guard stopped him. He got shot in the process. Floyd Corkins now is in prison. But this case, in addition to the hate list that they put out, which is terrible, it's dangerous, and they need to stop. In 2004, Liberty Counsel began representing a woman by the name of Lisa Miller against Janet Jenkins. Lisa had entered into a Vermont civil union with Janet. Then Lisa became a Christian and moved to Virginia with her two-year-old daughter, Isabella. Litigation to dissolve the civil union pitted the laws of Vermont against Virginia, which did not recognize civil unions or same-sex marriage. This first-of-the-kind case attracted national attention. After many court hearings, the Vermont court ordered visitation. Lisa complied until Isabella complained of abuse. While the cases were ongoing in both states, Lisa suddenly and without warning disappeared. We then informed the court and sought to withdraw to punish Lisa and to send a message. The Obama administration invested enormous resources and discovered that she had fled the country. After indicating or indicting, several people from Nicaragua and Virginia, who it was later learned helped her flee, Janet filed a lawsuit in 2012 against many people. In 2016, Janet amended her lawsuit and then, for the first time, included Liberty Counsel, falsely alleging that Liberty Counsel was part of a conspiracy to help Lisa flee. Of course, it was false. The SPLC has now taken over the representation of Janet Jenkins because they saw the name Liberty Counsel as a defendant. I was also a defendant. I was dismissed from that case. Liberty Counsel should have been dismissed. The only reason why the judge didn't dismiss it, he said, was because it was early in the litigation before discovery had happened, and we had a contract attorney that we had worked with back then that was the representative of Lisa Miller. So the case went on for discovery. The SPLC learned about the case, and they took over representation. And now our legal team has had to spend more than 10,000 hours reviewing over 186,000 documents, taking 25 depositions. That included over 11,000 pages of exhibits and 6,800 pages of transcripts. Then after engaging in all of that time-consuming discovery, Liberty Counsel was forced to expend significant efforts preparing a motion for summary judgment that included a 174-page statement of facts and a 142-page legal memorandum, all supported by nearly 6,000 pages of exhibits. In the entirety of that massive record, there is not one shred of evidence against Liberty Counsel. There is absolutely nothing, but the case is still ongoing. We have a motion to dismiss, or I should say a motion for summary judgment pending. That will ultimately be ruled on by the judge in Vermont sometime in the fall. And there should be clearly no question, because there is no evidence, not one bit of evidence in all of this discovery, Holly, for years of litigation, that Liberty Counsel had anything to do with it. Liberty Counsel, we have testimony, one after another, from all different people. Liberty Counsel didn't know. Liberty Counsel had no idea. Lisa Miller says, no, I didn't inform Liberty Counsel that I was leaving. They didn't know. Liberty Counsel, we had no knowledge. We had a client who just left, didn't let us know. We told the court we lost contact. Should be end of story. But then Janet Jenkins, now she says during her deposition, believe it or not, and this is not a joke, under oath, she was asked, well, what are you seeking? And she said she wants Liberty Counsel to pay damages. Well, how much? Get this, $200 billion in damages.
Because she didn't get her way.
$200 billion in damages. There's only probably one person in the world that could pay that. $200 billion. This is how nutty, this is how insane this particular case is.
But you know, when you're over the target, the enemy comes at you. Remember one of their leaders, Mark Potok?
Yeah.
There's a video of him actually publicly saying, our intent at SPLC is to take down these specific organizations. For example, Liberty Counsel, to take us down. I mean, what kind of motive, what kind of mission is that, to take down organizations that are doing the right thing, that are representing Judeo-Christian values? But that really shows you in their agenda what they're all about.
Yeah, in 2007, Mark Potok, then senior fellow of the SPLC, told reporters, quote, I want to say plainly that our aim is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. He also said that the SPLC is trying to wreck these groups, and we are clear in our head, this is, we are trying to destroy them as a political matter, to destroy them.
So is that what you put on your wall as your mission statement for an organization?
They want to completely
that
destroy them.
That is so evil.
And so the problem that, you know, it's one thing to have a disagreement. You know, this is America. We can disagree. We're not going to always agree. But let's be civil about our disagreements.
Plus, there's been a lot of inconsistencies and hypocrisies that has come out. I mean, we have a whole page on our website about the SPLC. So they have no standing.
No, they have no legitimacy to do what they do.
Right.
But, you know, this administration has relied upon them. And some of the media repeats their false and frankly dangerous rhetoric.
And a lot of people give them a lot of money.
The problem is that, you know, if they just had publications where they disagree with us, we can have a back and forth of a debate.
Sure.
That's no problem. But then to label an organization as a hate group and put them in the same category as a violent group, because they put you in the same category as groups that actually intend to engage in violence. Mm-hmm. And so some of these weirdos, wackos like Floyd Corkins, like the person who came after the Republicans in the softball game and tried to kill them, they rely upon that inflammatory rhetoric and they take action, and it's dangerous. Continue to pray for our case. Continue to pray that Liberty Counsel ultimately prevails. We are entitled to justice, but pray for Liberty Counsel and pray for our team and pray for our mission. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. The website again, lc.org.